Shay.
Hey, Erica.
This was a good one. However, I do have a little bit of, you know, nerves just thinking back to those days.
We're talking about potty training today.
Potty training. So we're sharing our stories and what worked and what didn't, a lot of what didn't.
Yeah. If you're a young mom out there, maybe we'll give you a tip, or maybe we'll just tell you to, maybe you'll just feel like you can be less hard on yourself. If you're already past the stage, or the stage doesn't apply to your life, maybe you'll just laugh, because we sure laughed.
We laughed a lot.
So maybe you'll just laugh and have a good, you know, hour with us. And that's all that really matters.
Yes. We hope you guys enjoy, and maybe you learn a thing or two.
This is Breaking Down Potty Training, coming up.
Hey everyone, I'm Erica.
And I'm Shay.
And we're two bestie moms breaking down topics each week here on our podcast.
We cover everything from pop culture to travel, motherhood, organization, fitness, fashion, food, and so much more.
We're two best friends just chatting about life, and we're so excited you're here.
Hey, Erica.
Hey, Shay. How's it going?
I mean, you sound really nice today.
I know. You guys, how do I sound? We have a new microphone in the house.
Yes, in the fancy podcast studio.
Yes, things are looking up over here.
Today, we're breaking down a topic that, I don't know, I didn't know that we were going to revisit this. I was kind of hoping to forget this chapter of my life, but people have asked us to talk about it.
Yeah, it gives me mild anxiety to think about going back there, but we're breaking down potty training today.
Listen, people want us to talk about this, so we're going to. But I was cracking up because I had a direct message from somebody, and she equated Andrew's ability to potty training dogs. She said, I just assume you know how to do it really well with your kids. And I'm like,
oh, no.
No.
I mean, this is not a topic we're experts in, but if anything, I thought like maybe we can share the things that we completely failed at, and it will help somebody else. So let's look at it maybe from a different angle today.
You know, misery loves company. So if you're miserable out there and in the throes of potty training, we'll be your company.
Yes, you are not alone.
You are not alone. Before we get to breaking down potty training, though, I have a little game. Are you ready?
Yeah, I did my research.
It's a little bestie version of how well do you know me? Okay. So you have brought in your answers for me, and I have my answers for you. So we'll see how well we know each other. Just checking in on the temperature of the room here. Are you okay with the dog? Like, everything's good so far?
Yeah, it's fine. At one point, her front paws were up on my hip as we were doing this. Talk about multitasking. But she's gone away. So I'm in a good place.
Just making sure you're good. She wanted to listen to us record today, and your look of sheer terror told me that you weren't interested in that. Okay. How well do you know me? Erica, do you think I would prefer pink or blue?
Pink.
I said pink for you too.
I would say that.
Okay, yes. Good. Woohoo. Okay. Erica, do you think I would prefer the color white or black?
Black.
Oh, it's white. What about you? I said black for you.
I would prefer black.
Okay. Okay. Yes. So you have one right. I have two right. Iced or hot coffee, Erica?
This is a trick question for me, but I'm going to say hot for you.
Yeah, and I'm going to say hot for you.
I would prefer it hot, but I thought you were going to make some snarky comment about how I like it mildly warm.
Well, I was going to follow it up with that. You like lukewarm coffee.
Lukewarm, there we go.
Speaking of which, please hold up today's coffee mug if you can. Let's see, today's coffee mug.
The angle of the way you took that picture last time.
That is
terrible.
What is that?
It's a Chargers.
Oh, it's a Chargers. I can't see
LA
it from here.
LA Chargers mug.
All right. Very random. Nice. Was that part of, did you register for that too?
No. That was a post-marriage purchase.
But she has brought her coffee over today, and temperature-wise, it is very lukewarm. There's no way that coffee's still warm.
I don't know.
It has been in a mug, open to the world.
Lukewarm. It's lukewarm, but it's delicious.
Okay, Erica, how well do I know you? The question is Vans or Nike? I'm going to say you're a Nike girl.
Yes, I would say Nike for you as well.
Yes. Okay, Erica, how well do you know me? Cake or cookies?
I'm going to say cake.
Okay, I'm going to say cookies, but I would prefer cookies, I think.
Okay. I think I would say cake. I mean, both wrong.
So we're both wrong. That's wow. hard. We needed like pie in there. That would have made it easier for you.
Yes,
it would for me.
I was thinking like a birthday cake or a chocolate chip cookie. I'd rather have like a slice of birthday cake.
You know, I think it comes down to like quality because I totally would prefer a slice of
like a wedding cake
over an Oreo for sure. Yeah. I would. But a homemade warm like chocolate chip cookie, that sounds better than, you know, regular store-bought cake. I don't know. That one's tricky. I didn't come up with these. I just stole them off the internet. Erica, do I prefer frosting or whipped cream?
I'm complete guess here, but whipped cream?
I think I'm going to say frosting. I don't know what I would put whipped cream on. My pie, maybe?
I love a frosting, so I would say frosting, too.
Okay. Would you?
Sorry, did I ruin that?
That's fine. Would you rather have to have an appointment for the dentist or the doctor? I said you'd rather go to the dentist.
100%. I think you'd rather go to the doctor.
I would. I see you wanting to go to the dentist, though, just so you could sit there and listen to the doctor go on and on and on about what exceptional teeth you have.
No. But I do always feel good because they're always so clean when you leave the dentist, right?
I bet you do feel good. I bet it's quite the ego boost when you go.
Oh my gosh.
The dentist is like, I've never seen teeth taken care of as well as these right here.
Stop. No.
Would you rather take a bath or a shower? Erica Slaughter would rather take a bath.
Yes. And you'd rather take a shower.
I would. Okay. We just talked about this. I didn't even realize this one was on here, but you and I were just texting about this the other day. Would you rather go to the spa or get a massage? I would say neither.
Well, what are we getting at the spa? That was confusing
to me. Like a facial maybe? A pedicure? I don't know.
I'd rather go to the spa. I mean, I like all that. You do not.
I don't enjoy that. I don't want people touching me. And I'd rather be outside. You know how I am about being outside. I don't like to be in those little dungeony rooms.
With no windows. Give them all to me.
Hey, remember that time? We're going to side note here. Remember that time that we went to Mexico with our girlfriends and we all went to the spa in Mexico. But when they were calling people's names to go back, then all of a sudden it was just Schaefer and I left and they came out and they said, we don't have any more individual rooms. So you two are getting a couple's massage. Which was fine. So Schaefer and I went in the same room for a couple's massage. But remember, she kept being like, ow, 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 like the whole time.
I was just going to say, did you guys talk the whole time or no?
It's been a few years. I'm pretty positive she made sounds like that the whole time. And I was like, Schaefer, be quiet.
But you didn't have like conversations.
No, but it was weird. I don't want a massage by myself, much less with a friend. Okay, would you prefer chocolate or vanilla? I think chocolate.
That's your answer for me?
Yes.
I would prefer vanilla.
What do you think I would prefer?
Vanilla?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ew, river or lake?
I said neither for
yes,
you.
Yes, that's right. Good answer. I don't want to go in either. I would go in the ocean. For you, I'm going to say lake.
I mean, I would choose lake over a river. So yes, good answer.
Would you prefer rain or sun? I think you like both depending on what you have to do that day.
For sure.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't write that out. I said sun.
I like to be outside. Now, if I'm working and it's a Monday and my candle's going and my kids are at school, I'll take some rain.
We're doing this wrong. You need to answer before I tell you what I wrote.
That's fine. Okay.
Because we're like, I said blue. And you're like, that's exactly what I would say. Okay. You know what I mean?
Ice cream or frozen yogurt? I mean, I feel like those are pretty much the same, but.
What would your answer be for you?
Ice cream.
Oh, I said yogurt. You're healthy. I feel like you're always very health conscious.
I don't enjoy either. For you, I'm going to say ice cream.
I would say ice cream for me.
I just want stuff in it. I don't care what it is, but I want stuff.
Okay,
in
what one thing would you choose to put in, like a blizzard or something?
Oh, M&M's, because it's crunchy. I want texture. So, like, as much as an Oreo is good, but it doesn't give you the texture. An M&M, you're gonna like crunch on it. I want texture.
Yeah, that surprises me.
What would you put in a blizzard?
I would put in a Reese's peanut butter cup, but I like it soft. Like, I don't want to have to I just chip my tooth because then I'd have to go back to the dentist and they'd say, Erica.
No, I want it. Yeah, back to the dentist. Back to her dentist to get that confidence boost. How amazing her teeth are. Erica, do you prefer summer or winter? I think we have the same answer.
I would say summer.
And then spring or autumn?
fall.
Yes. And whatever. We got that. Do you prefer wearing like shirts or dresses on a normal day?
A shirt.
Me too. Heels or sneakers on a normal day?
I'm going to say sneakers.
I think I am too.
Oh, I wrote heels for you.
I mean, I think back in the day, but I think now I'm 40. I'm going to say sneakers. let's see. I'm going to skip a couple of these. Let's see. Okay, flowers. Let's do this last one. Actually, let's do two more. Roses or sunflowers? Roses is what I said for you.
I really could care less about a flower.
Yeah, it really should have been my answer. For me,
rose.
I mean, I'm kind of like either. I like a tulip, but that one a choice. And are you more intrigued by dolphins or whales? I said whales.
I mean, they're very similar in my opinion because I haven't spent a lot of time. I said dolphin for you.
I think whales.
But whale, okay.
Did you read my blog? I was not interested in getting in that dolphin water.
True. I was thinking, you know, they jump in the wild. They do a little bit more than a whale. I don't know. We clearly have some things we need to work on or talk through in our little friendship.
Have you ever swam with dolphins?
Yes, I did it 1 year in Mexico. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, that's right, with your kids. Yeah, I was all for it. I paid for myself to, I mean, I was like signed up to do it. But then when Maidley was like, oh, I don't know, I was like, okay, we can sit out. That water looks really gross.
I thought our water looked gross too when we did it. But I mean, it was okay. It was just kind of like, we weren't like swimming with them per se.
Here's what
they pushed you a little bit and turned around and pushed you back. Or you held onto their fin.
Yeah, you weren't like swimming. Here's what I'll say kind of changed it this year for me. This is gross. We're going to take a detour. Oh, well, maybe not. This really lines up with potty training. Okay. This does. So, you know, we always have the same two ducks that come to every like March. They come to my yard and they lay duck eggs. And then
Okay.
So mom and dad duck came back this year. I think it's their third year to come, but they brought some friends. Okay, awesome. So they have like a couple of little duck friends have come with them to lay their
eggs. So we're talking how many ducks?
Like three. I mean, not very many. Okay. But we have some more. Erica, the amount of duck poop Andrew has to clean out of the pool once or twice a day. Okay, duck poop. So then I'm like, big old dolphins, 1,000-pound dolphins.
Yeah.
Like, no wonder that water looked gross. Like, I can see the duck poop in my pool. Andrew has to, like, it's gross. You can see it.
Ew.
So then, and dolphins are big mammals, right? Yeah. Like, ew. So when Maidley was like, I don't know, I'm like, yeah, I'm out.
Ugh.
Right?
Yeah.
They don't have a separate spot to go to the bathroom.
No. And ugh. I mean, and it's just ocean water. So it's not even like where I feel like your pool has like chlorine. Yes. The chemicals are killing everything.
Yes. Grossed me out.
Ooh.
And that's that.
Well, now you ruined a swimming with a dolphin experience for us all.
But I've segued us right into potty training, haven't
You're
I?
Right. So let's talk about potty training.
Okay. When you and I decided to do this episode, I went to Google and I just typed in the word potty. Okay.
Okay.
And you know how it like pulls up like the most common searches? So the very first thing was potty training.
Okay.
And then it was potty training.
Every mom needs help.
Yes. Like that's like, you type in the word potty and it has nothing to do with actual like toilets.
Let me guess. So the second thing that it said was potty training in 3 days.
No.
Is that an option?
It wasn't in the top five.
Okay.
Okay, so just potty. The second one was potty training a puppy. The third one was potty training boys, which I think we need to cover the difference because that was the third. Then when I typed in the words potty training, so I added the word training, puppy came first, then boys, then age, tips, potty training seats, potty training toilet, potty training regression. So it never said potty training girls. That was never, or I mean, what is that? Like that's the eight. So in the first batch, I thought it was interesting. It didn't, because I had a hard time with a girl.
Except, I don't know, I would say I did too, but is that because they were our first kids to potty train?
I think we should talk about that. I think we should dive in. Okay, one more thing. The number one site that came up, let me get out of this. Hold on, my phone. The number one site that came up for like potty training tips, because then I was like, okay, well, what's the most I don't know, Googled or clicked on website. Yeah. It was from Pampers. So our diaper people have, yes.
Now, if you were a diaper person, would you really give the best tips knowing that?
I'm going to read them to you.
Okay.
And so here's what the Pampers website, and we can link this in the show notes should you want to go to this website. Their potty training tips. Okay. I'm going to kind of go through them quickly.
Okay.
Number one, make sure your child is ready. Mm. Number two, get your child involved in choosing the potty they sit on. Number three, buy big kid underwear as a sign of encouragement.
Okay, I mean, so far I kind of agree with Pampers.
Uh-huh. Number four, place the potty in a convenient spot. Number five, get on a potty schedule. Number six, use a sticker chart to track and reward progress. Number seven, create a potty training song. You know you had one. I had one. Everybody makes up a song that they end up singing, yes. Right? Number eight, shower your child with praise. Number nine, give your child a book to read while they're going potty.
Okay. Sorry.
You're going to like this one. Number 10, have naked time. It elaborates. Some parents swear by this tactic for potty training. The basic idea is that letting your child go naked at home encourages the use of the potty once they have no diaper. So I think we should talk about that.
Okay.
I've tried naked time. Number 11, potty train before bedtime and after waking up. Number 12, train by example. So you let your kid watch you. 13, magic tricks. So add blue dye or, you know, blue toilet cleaner, things like that to make it more interesting so that when your kid goes to the bathroom, it changes colors. This is how desperate people are.
Yeah.
This is how desperate we are. We do these things. 14, consider encouraging the toilet instead of the potty. Consider encouraging the toilet instead of the potty. You may prefer to start your child on a toilet. Oh, it's saying like bigger instead of like a little potty.
Instead of, okay.
Give boys extra time, number 15. Use target practice for boys, number 16. Like the Cheerios. Yes. Number 17, make pooping less scary for your little one. Yep. Said that they could be reluctant because it's frightening, which leads to holding, which leads to constipation,
which leads to pain. More scary.
Yep. Number 18, show and tell. So you
terrible.
You show your kids. So number 19, don't flush right away. Let them see. Number 20, don't expect miracles. Number 21, try reverse psychology.
How many numbers do they have?
23. Number 22, don't punish mistakes. And number 23, remember regression can happen. So I thought they were good tips. I thought they were good, and I think I desperately tried all of them and more.
I didn't try the magic water or magic trick, whatever that one was called, but yeah. Pretty much everything else, yes.
Yeah, because desperate times call for putting food coloring in your toilet bowl.
Yeah.
It does.
What else are you going to do? Okay, so start with your story. Like, when did you potty train your kids? Tell us how it went.
So I started potty training Kensington when she was two. I had a couple of problems. Problem number one, I love my mom. My mom's amazing. I love you, mom. But my mom told me over and over and over and over again that I was potty trained at like 12 months. I was like some genius potty.
Yeah. That's part of my story. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, maybe I'm going to say the same thing. Maybe they forget. Our moms are fabulous moms.
Yes.
But mine said the same thing, that I was well potty trained by the time I was like 17 months old.
Yes.
So why was I waiting so long?
Yes. So my mom, and to be fair, it was her first grandchild. Now my mom has, seven grandkids? And I think my mom would be like, do what's easiest.
Yeah,
my mom
would be, wait until they're ready. Don't rush it.
Yes. My mom would much prefer to hang out with Mia, her youngest, in a diaper than have to probably take her to the bathroom 14 times a day.
Yes.
So to be fair, and same with your mom. It was like grandchild number one.
Yes.
So I think now my mom would probably sing a different song, but my mom kept telling me what a prodigy I was. So
I remember telling my mom, maybe Ebby Lee isn't as smart as I was.
I think I said
because
that.
I must have picked this up earlier than she's getting it.
Okay, I think our second problem is the same too. So problem number one, our moms told us how brilliant we were going to the bathroom. Problem number two, I had two kids in diapers. And so because Kensington was a baby, she was right at two. We started like on her second birthday, which seems so young, except for if you have a one-year-old, the two-year-old appears to be much older than they are.
Very mature, those two-year-olds.
Right? So then it's like, well, you have a one-year-old brother. Like, he's the baby. Like, you're a big girl now. You should be going to the bathroom. So I just think I was first-time mom. had bad advice and not enough people were telling me, because all my friends were first time moms. So not enough people were telling me like, hey, you should slow down on that.
Yes. Lower your expectation. Take a little bit of the pressure off.
So basically Kensington started at 2. Smith started at 2. Kensington was still potty training. So she went. Yeah. So a year later, we're still working on Kensington and now we have Smith. Well, why would he go to the bathroom if Kensington's not? So I had created this terrible mess. The blessing was Ashby came to us at 2 years and 7 months. So she was over 2.5 years old. And somehow in China, they had potty trained her. I don't know
because she was smarter than all the others.
Praise Jesus about that. I even remember, and I think I put this on my blog at the time, when they handed her to us and it just goes so fast. You're in like a government building and they hand you your baby and then they start telling you all this information about her health problems or what she eats and cry. I mean, she's screaming because she doesn't know what's going on. And my other kids are so excited and they're like telling me all the stuff. But I specifically remember them saying, and she's potty trained. And I remember saying, you should have put that on her application. You should have led with that. That's amazing. And then Andrew potty trained Madeley over the weekend one time when I went to New York City. So
we should have him on this podcast too.
If we could figure out how to add additional mics, we could have. So it got so much easier. Went from harder to easier, but then my parenting also went from no experience to a lot more experience. So tell me about you.
Okay, so I'm trying to think of ages. I bet you started in September with Kensington. Mm-hmm. I think I started in November, which would have made Abby really
girl.
Young.
She was 18 months
yes,
old.
Yes, but that's because my mom was telling me I was potty trained at 17, so I gave her an extra month. I remember trying it and just thinking like, do you remember? I remember having this moment of like, oh my gosh, she finally told me we're golden. Mm-hmm. And really, that's just a special moment. It doesn't mean anything.
It's a fluke, Erica.
It's just, it happened. She told me. I remember that being the case. And then I remember like, I don't know, a little bit later, her having an accident, me being like, what just happened? You just told me that you needed to go the time before.
It was a mind game she was playing
it
with
was.
You.
Yes. Maybe she was way smarter than I gave her credit for at 18 months. So I gave it a couple. I think I really did try for like 2 weeks. And then I decided like, this is crazy. So I stopped. We picked it back up again. And I don't really remember when. Over two. Like she was a little bit over two. And then it went better. I don't remember it being terrible with Abby Lee. Probably because we'd like, you know, taking some really small steps to get us in the right spot. But then when Nixon, when he became, I never thought about when he was two. I was like, we're waiting until he's like saying, please, please don't send me to school in a diaper. This is terrible. You know, I wanted him to be like asking me, you know how they say that's a tip too. Like when your kid asks about it, then they're ready. So I want to say I waited until he was like three. And I remember Nixon being pretty easy.
Yeah.
Same thing with Bowen. I don't remember. I did not rush it. I just think the main big lesson I learned with Abby Lee was if they're not ready, it's going to be so much harder. So just wait. Like there's no pressure other than when my kids are parents and I say like, well, you didn't potty train until you were three, you know, other than that, it doesn't matter, right?
No, it doesn't. Okay. There's so much to unpack here. So much, so many nuggets of like, please sweet moms at home with little kids. Don't make our mistakes. But what method, like how did you start? I, with Kensington, did the whole cold turkey thing, right? Like, okay, here we go. We're potty training. We're going to stay home. What do they say for 3 days? I paid for my, everybody knows what I'm going to, I mean, without, but you know, that, you know, you pay for that online training, the 3-day potty training method, you know, you pay to get the tools.
Did not pay for
that. And then you get like, you upload it. I don't know what you do now. This was 10 years
ago.
Book
now. I think there's a full blown book.
You would
pay. Potty training in 3 days.
Okay. And back in the day, 10 years ago, like there was, you went to her website, but you had to pay.
Oh, okay.
And then the book was like online. So I did that. And then I like reserved my 3 days at home.
And that's when like your kid's naked.
Yes. And you're just like for 3 days, all you do is think about and talk about it. And then, you know, you paid your money. I don't remember how much it was, $15, whatever. But it's like guaranteed your kid's potty trained.
Did it work? Did you get your money back?
No, I would say it. I remember. Listen, it's a great method. Lots of people swear by it. But she had like a, you can email me. And I bet in my email archives, because you know I throw no emails away. I guarantee you I still have my email. I should look that up. Because I like sent desperate like your system.
Like this is not working.
Yes.
Either did she respond to you?
Yes. Like we had multiple times because I was like, no, I've done it. It is not working.
I didn't do that. I just think I did the whole like take them every so often, you know, like in the beginning, I want to say I took her it's going to sound crazy, but every 15 minutes, mm-hmm. just in hopes that it just accidentally happened as she was sitting there. And then we started spacing it out. Again, don't listen to me. It didn't work. I remember always thinking that I'm going to start potty training. I'm going to stay at home for 3 days, but something would come up and I'd have to get in the car. And let me tell you what's worse than potty training a kid at home is potty training a kid when you're out of the home, right?
That's terrible.
That's the worst. I would pack the little potty and put it in the trunk.
Yes,
thinking
we would
like,
do
this is going to be so easy. Was it easy? No, it's not easy.
Erica, like years of our life, at least 2 years of our lives involved those little potties in the back of our car. And it was normal for you and I to be in parking lots and kids to be peeing and us to be cleaning it up.
Is that normal for everybody?
That's not normal. What were we doing?
I mean, I don't know. That's what we thought we were supposed to do. Maybe it is. I still think if I was potty training today, I'd go around with a little potty in my car. Because what else do you do?
You know how organized Andrew and I are. We had the potty, but then we also had like a bin that had like Lysol wipes and bags. And we had all sorts of ways to like make it sanitary. And I'm just so thankful I don't have to do that anymore. It's terrible.
I want to say we took a road trip during that. And the little potty went with us and set like.
Yes.
Not in the trunk, but on the inside. What are you? The interior part of the car so that. Instead of having to stop every 15 minutes, she just pottied there.
That's terrible.
I know. It is. It's awful.
And that's what we were doing to get them to potty. And the age at this is like 2 and 3, right?
Yes. I started too young. But then, yes, I would say in between 2 and 3 was the sweet spot.
That place, that they don't. It's not here anymore, but it's behind Andrew's office. You know,
like it was like an Ultimate Ninja Warrior type of like play place. Yes.
And it's not there anymore. Now it's like a church. But back when it was some, you know, play place, I had to leave. I had to do the walk of shame from a play date because both of my kids pooped their pants.
Not what are one, the odds?
Both of them. And I remember.
Where'd you feed them, actually?
Probably Chick-fil-A. And I remember putting them in the car and getting in the car. And both of them have pooped their pants and calling Andrew crying because I'm like, I can't take them anywhere. It's like both of them. I am having to leave a play date because both of my kids did this.
If it makes you feel better, I don't remember it. I mean, I remember you telling the story, but I don't remember in the moment.
And I just thought, like, they'll never be able to go to the bathroom independently, ever.
And look at them now. Can they do it?
You know, we don't talk about it. I'm assuming they're doing it.
Yes. Okay. So you touched on the potty training in 3 days.
Yeah.
Another thing, which I think this book came out later, which is why we didn't read it, but the Oh Crap Potty Training book.
Yes. I've heard of it. I've not read it.
Okay. I thought that was a really great resource when... I was potty training Brick because it was a little bit later.
So what is it? How was it different?
To be honest, I don't remember. I don't remember, but I remember reading the book and thinking that it made so much sense. I want to say that it wasn't so much like reward system. You know, that was a lot to keep up with when Ebby Lee and Nixon were little. Like you got a star on your sticker chart or you got to pick out something from the prize box because you pooped on the potty or whatever. Like it was kind of a lot. I want to say that book doesn't encourage you to do it that way.
Did that book, if you can remember, did you go cold turkey or were you still using pull-ups at nap time, pull-ups at night? Because the 3-day method, you're supposed to go completely cold turkey, which I think just gives you no time to catch your breath. I would not recommend that moving forward.
Was that Poppy or me? What was that sound?
I thought it was you.
Oh my gosh.
We're falling apart.
What was that? I drink a coffee. I'm so sorry. I don't know what that was. I'm going to say that was Poppy.
Poppy, come here.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I want to say that the book still encourages you to do it, but it's, I want to say there's a section, a whole section about nighttime and like how to handle the nights. I do remember, though, when I read it, I thought it was so good that I kept talking about it. Okay. You probably remember me talking about how good that book was.
I do remember you talking about it. My question is, if we were going to write a potty training book today, I don't think I would say go cold turkey. And maybe everybody's at home going, no, of course you have to do that. But just as a mom, I just remember because then I never got to catch my breath. It was constant.
Like as soon as you went in there, like, do you need to go potty?
Yes. And they would have accidents in their bed. And then you've created a whole other problem. Or then you're putting them on pallets. Well, you're still doing extra laundry. And then they're soiled. Like they need like a bath or to be wiped down. I just remember, and again, don't take pointers from me. It took me 2 years to get my kids potty trained. But I just remember thinking the cold turkey method just was really tiring.
Okay, so great segue. So let's talk about that. I'm not going to say which kid this was, which none of my kids, I don't think, really went cold turkey immediately. It took time. Uh-huh. I want to say we did nighttime diapers or pull-ups at night or something for a while at least until they were good to go. I don't think I immediately ever did it, naps or night.
Andrew Madeley went cold turkey.
Okay.
But Kensington and Smith, no.
Yes.
No.
Okay, so one of my kids had a super, super hard time potty training at night, like old elementary school age. I'm not going to say which kid just because, you know, that can be embarrassing. But a couple things. First thing I want to say is, moms, if this is you and you feel like you are alone or this is only your kid, I will tell you in random settings, I would bring it up. I mean, I wasn't like blabbing their business all the time, but like with close friends. And I had multiple friends who would also then say like, oh, my kid isn't either. And anyway, made me feel so much better knowing we weren't alone. So just know you aren't alone either. I talked to the doctors about it. And I just kept hearing over and over, it's a developmental thing. They're just not ready yet. So like, don't stress it. I even talked at one point thinking, are we too old? And I was told that there is medication if it's just like a one night thing or here and there. So a sleepover that they're worried about or something like that, you could give them this pill and it's supposed to help. So that I guess they wouldn't have to wear pull-ups or nighttime anything. But for the most part, it's seriously just a developmental issue that they'll eventually get, like walking, crawling, all developmental. Something I tried with that kid was the bedwetting alarm. Do you remember this stint of my life?
Listen, I was going to let you just speak, but this like weighed on you for a long time.
Yes, because it you did. Think like they're going to go to college and they're going to have to wear something at night because they're not going to be able to figure this out.
And you would, because I'm with you like all the time, right?
Yeah.
And anytime I was with you and somebody else would bring this up about their child, you would light up like a Christmas tree with like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I'm not alone.
Just like relief.
Yes.
Because nobody talks about it because you don't want to embarrass your kid, right? So you don't want to talk about it with people you don't know well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just think relief is a good word. Just knowing you're not alone in this, for
Listen,
sure.
Listen, I want you to describe this alarm because I don't know that I've laughed harder with Tab Slaughter than hearing him talk about what his thoughts are on this.
Yeah, we should have him talk about this for sure because... I mean, Tab and I were terrible in the newborn stage just because we both need sleep.
Oh, goodness.
But okay, so how the bedwetting alarm worked is you clipped one side that had an alarm up kind of like by their shoulder, somewhere up high on their pajamas. Then there was a wire, for lack of a better word, something that attached and it clipped on their actual underwear. And that had a sensor that detected when it was getting wet or warm. I don't know what the word, the, okay. So I think we did it for 2 weeks, ordered it. I thought this is going to be what does it. Made a pallet like right beside me in the floor for this kid every night, set up this little bedwetting alarm, got it all clipped on. And just randomly when the child would start to potty in the middle of the night, it would go off. It was so loud. And, you know, it's up right by their ear. Tab and I would jump up. Kid slept through the whole thing, right? Like, I'd have to wake the child up to be like, oh my gosh, you're going to the bathroom. Like, hop up, hop up. And I think for some kids, maybe you see a habit if you mm-hmm. use this. Like, I do think it's a good thing to check out, just because if your kid, for my kid, there was not a certain time frame that every night at this time the child had an accident. But I do think if you tried it, you might see if there's a certain time. Because I know some people, like, they would get their kids up and do almost like a, what's that called? Like a dream feed, but yep. like a dream potty break or something. I've seen people do that, and it helped. Or even like in the middle of the night, just helping them get up to realize, like, you can't sleep so deep. But for mine, one night it would be like midnight. The next night it might be 5:30 a.m. There was never the same time at night, but it might be for yours. So I would still try it if you're kind of struggling.
Can I say something?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Go for it.
So, you know, I see you all the time. I see you like every day, all yes. the time, right? You always have it together. Like, I'm the one that could be more like frazzled and, you know,
do
I'm.
You think?
I'm. Yes. No.
Okay.
Yes.
She's being sweet.
No, you always just seem like calm and no anxiety, where I'm always like, ah, okay. But towards the end of that, like, whatever 2 week period, Erica, I swear, like, your hair was standing all crazy.
I'm sure it
you
was.
You were like going on no sleep. You were like, sometimes this kid, it's like 10:30 p.m. right when they went yes. to bed. And sometimes it's like, I'm about to wake them up. And it just showed how much you were trying, though. You were trying so hard.
But I remember at one point, Tab was like, how much longer are we doing this? Yeah. We're not sleeping. This is not working. So I do think we did it roughly 2 weeks. Maybe we didn't even make it to the two-week mark. But I'd give it a shot if you're in the middle of it, just because I've heard success stories from friends who've used it and it really worked. So
do you think that this kid, and I know this kid cared, but do you think this kid cared, or is it one of those things that as parents we need to care a little bit less because our kids aren't losing sleep over it like maybe we are?
I think when the kid was like five, the kid didn't care. Mm-hmm. But I think when the kid was older, because this happened until like 8 or 9.
Okay.
I think when the kid got older, for sure, the kid cared.
The kid cared.
Yes.
Which then that burdens your heart too as a mom.
Yes. Okay, wait. I'm going to tell this story. I Shay heard me talk about it and be like, I don't know what to do. And, you know, I think she probably thought like, oh, there's a little, you know, they have a little accident, right? One time this child spent the night at her house and she said before they all went to bed, she made sure the child pottied just, you know, because she knows there are issues. And I think the kid was wearing a pull up, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so the next morning the kid said they had an accident, you know. Mm-hmm. Mind you, there is a pull-up on. Uh-huh. And when Shay went in to check, her exact words were, it looked as if the child had had a big gulp before bed last night.
I did. I was like, did they get out and walk to the 7-Eleven? Yes.
I don't know. It was crazy.
Well, and just to piggyback, I was only doing these things per your instruction as yes. the parent.
Well, yes, and.
You yeah. had said, like, cut them off of liquids at 5 o'clock. Right.
Yeah, so I was trying all the things.
I don't want to set your kid back by letting yeah. them have it. So that's what shocked me too, is I'm pretty sure all the kids went to sleep at 10, but I had cut them off of liquids yeah. at 5.
So like they should have been dehydrated. Yes. Yeah.
I couldn't figure it out. But then I also saw, like, this is out of your hands. This is like developmental. This is not anything you can fix.
This is an issue. It's yeah. not just like, oh, Erica forgot to make them go potty. Hey,
little did we know, though, fast forward to 2022, and one of Shay's New Year's resolutions will be working on her own bladder.
There you go. That's right.
We've come full circle.
We sure have. Oh my gosh. Yes. So I don't think there's anything else I have to say about it, but just know you're not alone. Know it takes time. Be patient. Yeah.
And I do think, so I can't explain mainly. I went to New York City with my mother-in-law in Kensington. I don't remember the exact days. We were gone 3 nights. But
how old do you think Maidly was?
She was, let's see, we got her. She was 2.5.
Okay.
Okay. Because this would have been in June after her second birthday in October. So okay. She was 2.5. But when I left, let's just say it was a Thursday. When I left on a Thursday, she was in a diaper. And we had not even talked about the potty. When I came home on Sunday afternoon, she was sleeping through the night in underwear and like never regressed, not once. So, okay, is it one, she was just ready right? Like some kids are just ready. Is it too, do my kids not take me seriously enough? Like, right, Andrew was at home with her and Andrew pretty much said, I left for the airport, and he looked at her and was like, we're going to potty on the big potty from now on. And she just like did.
Yeah, you know, like, okay, that's how it's going down.
Yeah, I mean, where was he like from 2009 to 2011, but or whatever the years were? Or, yeah, or is it just some personalities are different? Or I don't know, but I just think there wasn't like we did something like amazing for her. Sometimes I think it's just a milestone.
Okay. Yes, developmental. But I think if we were writing the book, we would say, don't even think about starting before they're two.
Yes. Oh, and I might even say like
2.5.
Really pray about it before 3. Right? Because I also think in the grand scheme of having kids, so what that I had to change? If I would have waited till 3, what is that? 1 more year in diapers? Oh, well, right? Now, I do understand a lot of other pressure you and I had were some certain preschools or certain programs at the gym or
there were schools that wouldn't take them before 3. Yes.
And sometimes if you go on a cruise ship, your kid cannot get in the pool with a swim diaper on. And so like there are just some other hurdles where it's like it'd be just easier if of course it's totally easier if everybody is potty trained. But so those things I think played a factor too. Remember, I mean, I put this on my blog, so I'll just go ahead and say who it was, because back in the day I blogged about it. But when Kensington had an accident in the country club pool they shut it was in the kid pool, but they had to shut the pool down the rest of the day to redo the chlorine. And like Schaefer and I were trying to like get it out. It was right. It's one of those things where it's like, that was such a hard, embarrassing. I mean, they had to put a sign up that said pool closed. And then Schaefer took their chalk and wrote, because the Shoal kid had an accident in the pool. But then, like, looking back, I'm like, she was little, and that's parenting.
And it probably happens way more than you ever think.
Yeah. But there are other factors, I think, that, like, school, I totally get, is a big one.
Yeah. I did forget about that, which I think is why I was like, Britt has to be potty trained, because she had to be potty trained before that pre-K class.
I feel like Britt got potty trained super fast. I don't have any memory of you potty training Britt. It just kind of, like, happened, I feel like.
Well, I think I waited a long time. Like, I think she was over like I almost want to say like over 3.
Yeah.
And then it just happened.
That's what our book would be called, 3-day potty training when they're 3.5.
Yeah.
Bestseller right there.
Yes. I do remember that.
Yeah. Okay. So any other tips, any other things we would tell our younger selves? Have grace. I feel like we say that in a lot of these parenting. Have grace. Give yourself grace.
Yeah.
You know, give your kids grace. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's it. That's the big stuff right there. There's nothing really, I don't think there's anything. I mean, listen to us. We don't really remember what we did or how we did it or what worked, but we do remember we were hard on ourselves. Yes. So try not to be so hard on yourself.
And don't compare yourself to other moms or other stories, because I would go to that, whatever, website and see, read the testimonials, and I would be like, I'm doing everything they're saying. Here's the deal. It didn't matter. It wasn't working for my kid. I should have stopped focusing on what works for other people's kids. And I should have given myself grace and her grace and put a diaper on her and tried again another day, you know?
Yeah, it worked well for Sherry and Tina. Their daughters are real bright.
And listen, we're prodigies. We're special.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so do we have any random reader questions?
We do. I have them all here though. I'll read them out loud.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, first question. As moms, what's your easiest way to carve out time during the busy seasons? What the question means is like for you, like self-care
time. Okay.
Any ideas?
Off
the top of your head, what do you do to carve out time for you in the middle of like, you know, crazy sports season?
Well, a lot of what I do is it involves getting up early, right? Because that's the easiest time for me to carve out quiet time for myself. So even though I would like to sleep late, if I really want to have that hour of coffee and Bible time, and then honestly, I get a lot of self-care time, because then if I want an hour to work out, that's 2 hours of just taking care of myself. But I have to do it really early in the morning. I have to be up at 4:30 to do that. So that's one thing. I also like at night, I like to read. And so I turn the TV off and I just make myself turn the TV off and get in bed and read for a few minutes. It's hard during the middle of the day to find self-care times, I think is what I'm saying. Yeah. So I carve mine
early
out
or late.
Early or asleep. Late. Yeah. But I'm not going to carve out self-care time at 3:30. That is not the time for Shay.
That's a hard time.
That's a hard time. So yeah. What about you?
I would say, I like, this is where me taking a bath likes to, like, mm-hmm. I like to either like watch a show while I'm taking mm-hmm. a bath, read a book, like just if I really need like alone time for me, that's my favorite thing.
And again, though, you're doing it, I'm assuming, later in the day.
Yeah. I mean, they're usually still awake, but mm-hmm. they're, you know, doing their own thing, getting ready for bed, that kind of thing.
For me too, if I do, I don't think I intentionally say I'm carving out self-care time.
Yeah.
But sometimes if I've had like a crazy day or a stressful day, or I have a lot that I'm thinking about, I'll go for a walk, not for exercise, uh-huh. but just I'll get out to think and I'll go for a walk. It's easier to do those things away from your house, right? Like it's easier for me to find a moment of quiet to just like take care of Shay, not in my home with all my crazy kids. So sometimes like a walk is good because you're leaving your home and you can have a minute. You could listen to a podcast or, you know, the Pandora station.
Maybe this one.
Yes. See?
Okay. Next question. Which Real Housewife would you most likely be friends with and then least likely?
Oh,
I know.
Most okay. I mean,
hold on one second. I wrote this question, but I did not think it through.
Most likely be friends with.
I would want to be friends with the one who I thought was like the most genuine, the most, I don't really know who that is in this moment.
Okay. I'm going to talk broad too. I think it would be easier for me to be friends with the New York housewives because I think when they show up to like lunch, they're wearing jeans and sweaters, right? When you watch, like Atlanta or Beverly Hills or OC, they're showing up to lunch in like couture gowns and heels. Right. Like that would be too much pressure for me. I enjoy that the New York housewives show up. Now they get fancy for fancy events, but you often see them walking through Central Park and they have on like their Nikes and workout gear. And they're just, I think that would be a more natural fit for me. Like the girls that hang with the sweaters and the jeans and they're going, they go to like pumpkin patches. And I think that cast would
a more genuine. What about, do you have somebody that you would be like least likely to want to hang out with off the top of your head?
No. I mean, off the top of my head, I don't know that I'd like completely dislike anybody. I think that Summer House cast would be fun to hang out with.
I almost think right now I would like to steer clear of Noella. Are you watching that?
Which one is that?
OC.
No, I haven't got, I was going to say Jen Shaw from Salt Lake City because she's going to jail, I think. Yes. So I'll stay away from her.
Yeah.
But even like her, she's always fancy. I don't want to be fancy all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay. Do you ever have mom guilt?
All the time.
Yes. I mean, who doesn't, right? We all do.
And like four times today already.
Yes.
My kids have been at school most of the day. Yeah. I mean.
Yes. Everybody has it.
Yeah. It's hard because you can't be all the things and do all the things for all the people. So yeah, for sure.
Okay, how has our friendship evolved over the years? I would just say we know each other better as we hang out more and more.
Yeah,
we've gotten closer.
Yes, and I would think we've had way more life experiences shared, or if they have
body training.
Yes, or if they haven't been shared experiences, let's say you've gone through something hard, or I've gone through. We can now draw from like a place of we've been there for each other, or we've helped each other through it, or we've, you know, listen, you take anybody that you've prayed for so regularly for 15 years, it's going to be hard not to have a very sincere relationship with them.
Right. Very so, good. Good answer.
Know. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that it? What are else? We done?
Yeah. I think those are all our questions.
Now, can I go back to forgetting about potty training?
I know.
I don't want to remember
just
that.
Be thankful it's over.
Oh, I'm so glad it's over. Yes. Oh, thank you guys so much for listening today.
Yes. We hope you enjoyed the podcast and good luck. Good luck to all you moms out there.
Yes. Show yourself grace. Yeah.
Okay. We'll see you next time.
We'll be here next week. Bye.
The Bestie Breakdown is brought to you by Erica Slaughter and Shay Scholl.
It's produced by John Reinhart at Free Dream Studio.
We love emails.
Reach out to us at thebestiebreakdown@gmail.com.